l-SBS qed inhiedi konsultazzjoni pubblika dwar il-kriterja proposta għar-reviżjoni tiegħu tas-servizzi tar-radju. Il-konsultazzjoni li bdiet mit-tnejn l-14 ta' Novembru tkompli għaddejja sal-11 ta' Diċembru meta l-udjenzi il-komunitajiet u dawk kollha interessati kollhom ċans li jagħtu l-opinjoni tagħhom dwar il-kriterja. L-SBS huwa impenjat li jirrevedi u jaġġorna l-iskeda tar-radju tiegħu kull 5 snin. Il-manager tal-kontenut Mark Cummings jgħid li l-programmar għandu jevolvi biex jiżgura li l-SBS jirrifletti l-bżonnijiet tal-komunitajiet kulturalment u lingwistikament diversi mal-pajjiż kollu. Mark Cummings jgħid li r-reviżjoni se tinkludi l-kriterja intenzjonata li tgħin fil-gwida tal-programmar tal-lingwi.
These criteria are going to be used with the 2016 census data that will be released next year to determine which languages are provided by SBS radio services. So the way that those services will be delivered will be determined on the results of the census that we'll get, and then we'll take into account the changes in audience listening habits, but we'll also, of course, take into account the feedback that we get from this public consultation. We'll look through all of that and understand what the community is saying about what they want from SBS.
Cummings jgħid li jistenna li jirċievi ħafna ideat u suġġerimenti mill-komunitajiet kollha.
After having run the process in 2012, we're pretty confident that communities and organizations in particular will understand what this process is about and how important it is to feed into it, because it really is a really important time for communities to let us understand what they need and what they want.
L-aħħar reviżjoni tas-servizzi tar-radju tal-SBS saret matul is-snin 2012 u 2013 li kienet l-ewwel reviżjoni ewlenija fit-18-il sena. Din waslet għal skeda ġdida tar-radju inklużi sitt lingwi ġodda mill-Asja u mill-Afrika. Mark Cummings jgħid li ż-żieda tan-numru tal-lingwi kienet tfisser ħafna.
Someone's language, it can be Dinka, it can be Tigrinya, it could be Hmong, these languages that, or Kurdish, for example, you know, languages in particular that don't have a country, a home country, and don't have a national broadcaster. The symbol value of us being able to do news information about life in Australia, but also news and information about what's going on in the world, is a huge thing for communities to understand that my language counts, I have a place at the table of democracy.
Il-Viċi President tal-Federazzjoni tal-Kunsilli tal-Komunitajiet Afrikani fl-Awstralja, Edward D. Solo, jgħid li l-inklużjoni tal-lingwi Afrikan kienet sinifikanti. Huwa jgħid li dan jgħin jiżgura l-inklużjoni sem u koeżjoni soċjali. Huwa jgħid li l-lingwa tippermetti l-grupp li jingħataw vuċi.
Somebody to be much more involved and productive and contribute, you know, much more positively, then you must be able to empower them to be able to actually do for themselves what others profess to do for them. So I think that is a very significant step, and that's something that I commend.
Il-kap eżekuttiv ta' ċentru għaż-żgħażagħ multikulturali Carmel Guerra tgħid li t-tibdil li sar fis-snin 2012 u 2013 kien pass importanti.
Because SBS is often the gateway for many of the new communities to engage with Australian society, so it has to be reflective and at the forefront of communicating with those communities, and particularly if it wants to communicate with young people who constitute really the largest proportion of new arrivals, as in young, you know, under 30, under 40, you have to be utilizing digital platforms as well.
Hija tgħid li l-SBS huwa organizzat sewwa biex jgħin fl-integrazzjoni.
Engaging, speaking to young people, giving them a platform to talk to each other, but also to their own communities and elders and parents, is really important way of helping the community move into the Australian society. So I think that SBS can play a really important role in doing that.
Mark Cummings jgħid li jirrikonoxxi l-importanza ta' udjenzi aktar wiesa' inklużi ż-żgħażagħ.
Over this past 5 years, the changes that we've made at SBS Radio with regards to what platforms we're on, and that in for the most part, it's been really embracing digital platforms, social media in particular. And in doing that, we've found a whole new audience and a much younger audience who are happily now aware that we exist and are engaging with us on a day-to-day basis. So we are looking forward to hearing from those communities, and particularly those younger listeners who perhaps are not engaging with linear radio, but are engaging with us on our social media and digital platforms. So I think that's a really exciting part of what we're about to do.
Iċ-ċermen tal-Kunsill tal-Komunitajiet Etniċi fil-Viktorja Edim Kallef jgħid li jinkoraġġixxi lin-nies biex jesprimu l-ħsibijiet tagħhom waqt il-proċess ta' konsultazzjoni. Huwa jgħid li l-SBS għandu jirrifletti l-pożizzjoni sħiħa u l-ħtiġijiet tal-komunitajiet diversi.
I think it is good that the SBS has these reviews from time to time. And I also think there are, I won't put it in the terms of winners and losers, but some communities have to reflect the or accept the reality that their needs have to be balanced with the needs of newer and emerging communities, and those sort of issues need to be taken very much into account. So I'd say, look, even though there was some criticism of the last review, I think that reviews are very necessary from time to time.
L-SBS ser ixandar bl-Ingliż u bil-lingwi diversi avviżi rrekordjati biex jinformaw l-udjenzi bil-reviżjoni tas-servizzi tar-radju tal-SBS fil-proċess ta' konsultazzjoni pubblika. Il-kriterja ta' selezzjoni mistennija li tkun finalizzata f'Marzu tas-sena 2017 bl-iskeda l-ġdida tkun imnedija qabel l-aħħar tas-sena 2017. L-abbozz tal-kriterja ta' selezzjoni kien ippubblikat nhar it-tnejn l-14 ta' Novembru u kull rispons jista' jintbagħat billi tmorru fuq sbs.com.au/consultation.